Hello and welcome to this very special Know They Never podcast. I'm Kevin. Joining me today are Natalie, James, and Paul K, who was amazing and supported our Kickstarter earlier in the year. So this is a special podcast because we're not talking about the last game. There's been no game to talk about. We're not previewing the next game because it's the end of the season. So what we are doing, we're having an end of season quiz between Bombers, which is her forfeit for finishing bottom of the predictions league. In case you didn't know that happened, she was abysmal and finished bottom. And between Paul, who was fantastic and supported our Kickstarter, so we're going to find out who is the best Burnley fan between Natalie and Paul, which is very exciting. So welcome to the podcast, Paul. Do you want to just in quickly introduce yourself and just let us know a little about who you are and how long you've been supporting the Clarets and if you've got any favourite Claret memories or anything like that?
All right, yeah, a few questions there. Well, I've been a Claret as long as I can remember. I was brought up in Burnley, grew up on Coldclough Lane, which will be significant in a minute when I tell you a story about that. But my first Burnley memory was I think it was 1973 or 74. My uncle Harry was a season ticket holder in what was then the new cricket field stand, and he took me on Boxing Day as a I think I was 8 or 9 years old at the time. Took me to watch Burnley play Plymouth Argyle, and we lost on Boxing Day. It was the coldest, one of the coldest matches I've ever been on. But I was hooked from that point onwards, and followed Burnley ever since. I did have a bit of a sort of lapsed affair with them during the sort of late 80s, early 90s, when I got married and had kids and sort of was living abroad for a while. But I sort of fell back in love with Burnley when my younger son showed a real interest in football and started taking him to games about 10 years ago, and we've been mad Claret fans, him and I, ever since. And so I've rekindled my love affair with Burnley. The Coldclough Lane story was there was a bloke who lived round the corner who I went to school with on Westbourne Avenue called Mike Garlick, and
No way. Amazing.
He used to wander around the corner and wait outside. The bus stop was outside my house on Coldclough Lane. And Mike and I used to catch the bus into school together. And we stayed in touch. And then I moved away to London, went to university, moved away to London, worked there. And Mike was working in London for a while as well. And we bumped into each other in London. But then we lost touch. And then I went back to the Turf. It was Sean Dyche's first game in charge about 5 years ago against Wolves. And Mike heard I was in the stadium from another mutual friend, and he came down at half time, and he spent half time with me and my son, and he's taken me to a couple of games since, and we text each other every now and again, and I get the inside track on Burnley from Mike. But so that's my main Burnley connection now, is Mike Garlick on the board.
So also joining us, Natalie. So Natalie, how are you feeling about ahead of the quiz?
Well, not that great. I'm not gonna lie.
And James, well, who's your money on?
I think Paul's got this in the bag.
Oh, shock.
Great. So let's get going. We're going to start off. The first round is all about the season we've just all watched and enjoyed. If you get it wrong, I will pass it over. So let's begin. Okay, Natalie, your first question is: how many appearances has James Tarkowski made this season?
Oh my God. Right, is this League and Cup?
This is League and Cup. So all these questions, unless
Oh
otherwise
my
specified,
God.
are League and Cup.
I'm going to guess 12.
You've guessed 12. I can tell you that is incorrect.
Oh!
It must be more than that, then. It must be 15.
It's quite surprising, actually. It's actually 24.
No
Which in,
way.
that includes five appearances in the cups.
Yeah, so Brommers, when he said he'd give you half a point if you were two off, he didn't mean he'd give you a point if you were half off.
24. Tarkowski's had 24 appearances. I'm calling an adjudicator. I think that's right, Kevin.
I bet he doesn't know he's played that much.
I bet he doesn't either. I think you're right, Paul.
I mean, when you come back to that, if you look at that, there's five appearances in the cup, so that does come down to like 19 league appearances, which is actually half a game, which again is quite surprising, really. But when you think he's started the last 3 games of the season as well, so Yes.
Well,
okay.
There you go.
There we go. A very bad start to the quiz.
Kevin, have you pitched this really, really hard? Are we going to both get zero?
Yes.
Oh, if they're all going to be this difficult, this is going to be really hard, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, let's see how that is, Paul. We'll come over to you for your first question, which is, what percentage of possession did Burnley have against Liverpool at home?
Oh. It was the lowest ever in the Premier League. Do I get a bonus point for that? I think it was 19.
19 is correct.
Oh, I was going to guess 19 as well. Can I have it on the record that I would have guessed 19?
Okay, Natalie, you can take the lead now, though, Natalie, because there were 2 points in this question.
Ooh.
So the question is, who got the most yellow cards for Burnley this season? And if you can tell me how many he got, there's an extra point in it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to guess Matt Lawton. He hasn't had a suspension, though, has he? So he can't have had six unless it was... I'm going to guess five. Matt Lawton and five.
OK, Natalie, you get 1 point for that. It was Matt Lawton,
yes.
But you got nine, actually.
Really? Oh, it must have had it. It must have reset at some point.
And you get a suspension for five. Just
is it five, not six? Okay, thanks.
It's five and ten.
Ah.
He was suspended, in fact. He did miss a game.
Did he?
Yeah, he sat next to me.
Well, at least I'm off the mark.
You're off the mark. Fantastic.
Well done, Brothers. Well done, Brothers.
And if your memory was better, you would have got closer to how many cars he got.
Shut you. Who invited you on?
Okay, next Paul. So how many appearances has Paul Robinson made this season?
Heaton pulled out injured at that. Was it City at home or something like that Robinson played? Was it at Swansea? Because I was there at Swansea. Did he play at Swansea? I think he played at Swansea. I was there.
I love how Paul, the dialogue that's going on in Paul's head right now is great.
I think he played at Swansea as well. I think he played City at home and Swansea. I'm going two.
Okay, you've gone two. That's not correct.
So
Natalie, what?
I think it's more than two because I think he had an injury. I seem to think that he had. I'm torn between three or four, so I'm going to guess four.
Sadly, you're also incorrect. It was three. Paul Robinson played. You're correct. Your games are correct, Paul. It was Man City at home and Swansea and Stoke away from home. So you were both so close, but no points, I'm afraid. Okay, Natalie, this is a difficult one for you now.
Oh, really? What
can
a surprise.
Can you please name me the starting 11 against Accrington, and I'll let you off one, so you can get one wrong.
Are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding me? I've got to name all 11 players for 1 point. Oh my god, this is horrendous. Starting 11. Okay, Nick Pope, Dariqua, Tarkowski, Ben Mee. Who played it right back? Oh, it was Flanagan. Flanagan played. Kylie, because I remember JB fanboying over him massively.
And because he was one of the two who played really well.
Yeah, I think Aidan O'Neill played in the middle. I want to say Dean Marnie. George Boyd. I know Barnes started up front. Books. I think that's my 11.
Okay, you got seven of those correct.
Oh, what? That is the worst question in the history of the world.
It was a great question. I did love your confidence, though, for the most confident name you said was one you got wrong.
Excellent.
I won't ruin it.
Oh yeah, of course, Paul.
Won't ruin it.
Natalie got seven of those correct, so let's see if you can fill in the extra four.
Can I just say, Paul does need to get 11 as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's a really tough question, Bromers. I think you've been hard done by there.
Thanks, Paul. I'm glad one of us is on my side.
It was definitely what I can say. Definitely was Pope and Flanagan, because Flanagan looked terrible there. I mean,
he had a shocker.
He had an absolute Joe Cocker, didn't he, that game? Tarkowski definitely played. I think Dariqua played. Gray came on as sub, so Gray definitely didn't start. If you only got seven, it wasn't a strong lineup, was it?
No, it definitely wasn't. I know Dirikwe, Flanagan.
Are you answering this, aren't
you? Sorry, I was just... Sorry, Paul. I'm going to shut up now. I'm going on mute. I just got told off by a special guest. This is really a horrible podcast.
Right, I'm going... yeah, Kightley. So it's Pope, Flanagan, Tarkowski, Dirikwe, Kightley... O'Neill, Ben Mee, must have been, I'm going to go Arfield. No, I don't know, Gray, Vokes, and...
Well, I'm going to interrupt you now, Paul, and just say that you're wrong anyway. So,
sorry.
I do love how you said Gray definitely came on the sub and then listed him as a starter.
Was he? He started, did he?
No, he didn't.
No, you said he came on as a sub and then
and it changed your mind.
Listed him as a starter. What I did love is that no one said cult hero Burnley saviour from that one time he played against Aston Villa in the Premier League last time, Freddie Overstad.
Oh God, of course.
So the full lineup was Pope, Dirikwe, Long, Tarkowski, Flanagan, Gudmundsson, Overstad, O'Neill, Kightley, Jokes, Vaux and Duke.
Oh my God. God, I'd forgotten all about those players.
Duke?
Well, that's before he went to Birmingham, was it? He didn't go to Birmingham until January.
He hadn't gone at that point.
He missed that sitter right in front of goal.
Oh, God, of course he did.
And obviously the Birmingham manager missed that game on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was one where we all said that Duke's never going to score a Burnley goal if he was not going to score that one.
Thank God that was Brommer's question, not mine.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Okay, Paul, now your question is... What was the highest number of goals scored in a Burnley game this season? And I'll give you another point if you can name all the matches in which that number of goals was scored.
Oh, God. I'm guessing it must be 5. Yeah?
5 is correct. So if you can name all the games.
5. Well, the Palace game.
I knew
home,
5.
3-2. Sunderland at home, 4-1.
I know it.
hang on, let me think. So it's 3-2. All right, so Palace, Sunderland, Swansea. That's it. That's all I can do.
Can I come in?
Yeah, go on.
Was Southampton away one?
No.
No, it's not.
So yeah, it was 5 games. The games were Crystal Palace at home, 3-2 Burnley. Bournemouth at home, 3-2 Burnley. Sunderland at home, 4-1 Burnley. And... Swansea away, 3-2 Swansea. So the one we missed out was Bournemouth.
All right, okay.
Good effort though, Paul.
Yeah, very good.
Good effort.
Okay, we've got another... Sorry, Natalie, we've got another difficult one for you.
Oh, what a surprise.
Can you name all 14 goal scorers from this season?
Oh.
I'll give you half a point if you can get 13 of them, but there were 14 players who scored for Burnley this season.
You're an absolute disgrace, Kevin Robinson.
I could almost feel your heart sink from here.
All 14 goal scorers. Right. Vaux, Gray, Barnes, Boyd, Barton, Defoe, Keane, Ben Mee, Stephen Ward, Hendrick, Brady.
Cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah, I need 3 more players.
Oh, I've got
Gudmundsson is a guess, but I'm going with that because I'm running out of players. Jesus.
Can you hand it over?
No, you had way longer than me. Di Marno, of course, he scored that screamer, and I don't know. I'm going to say Dirikwe because I can't think of anybody else. But that's
what an awful guess.
Awful guess. I can't think of any players. I've literally run out and I can't remember who I've guessed. So that's my 14.
Okay, Paul, can you get...
Yeah, I think I can.
There's one off there.
Yeah, I can't remember which one she... I don't know when she said Barnes, not. It's Gray, Vokes, Marnie, Barton, Keane, Mee, Barnes, Boyd, Arfield, Defoe, Ward, Gudmundsson, Hendrick, Brady. Is your water?
That's not 14, because I said all of those players.
Well, no, you didn't.
Which one did I miss?
You missed off the injury time winner against Everton. Scott Arfield.
Scott Arfield, yeah.
Oh, what a I thought I'd said. Do you know the reason why I went Duriqua? Is that I thought I'd said Arfield already.
Oh dear.
I hate this quiz so much. Right, you said I could get half a point if I got within one, so I got within one, so I can have half a point, right?
I'll give you half a point, yep. Okay, over to Paul. We've got another listing one for you now.
What's doing this home ground call?
So, Paul, can you name me every team we've beaten this season? And I'll give you a clue. It's 11 teams, so I'll give you half a point if you can get 10.
All right. Okay, God. Every team we've beaten. So you just go through your home games, don't you? Well, Crystal Palace, Liverpool, Everton, Leicester, Bournemouth, Bristol City, Stoke City, Middlesbrough, Sunderland, twice, Southampton, Everton. I said Everton, didn't I? So Palace, Liverpool, Everton, Leicester, Bournemouth, Bristol City, Stoke City, Middlesbrough, Sunderland, Southampton, Watford.
Watford it is. Yes.
Sigh.
Okay, Natalie. So what was our highest home attendance of the season?
Oh, for God's sake.
And what was the result of that game? So I'll give you 2 points for that.
Just so you know, we're not looking for the actual number of the attendance, just... Which game? Just
the game.
Yeah. So, yeah, the game.
I'm going to go for the obvious one. I'm going to say United at home. And we got beat 2-0.
That's correct. So 2 points to Natalie.
Yes! Get in!
That was my question as well, Natalie. So
that's a good question.
Thank me for it being manageable.
Oh, all right. Thanks for that.
Okay, over to Paul now. Paul. Where did we finish in the home table and the away table in the Premier League this season? If you get one off the home table, I will give you half a point.
Oh, what a tough question that. We finished 16th overall. Don't get anything for that. Oh, the away table, I would say we were... Did we get more points than Sunderland? I think we were 19th. Out of 20. The home we were, I'm going to say, on table, I would say we were 6th or 7th. I'm going to say 6th.
Okay, I can tell you've got one of those right, so you've got 1 point, Mayor. Natalie, I'm going to hand it over to you, see if you can get... the other one of those. So I can tell you that Paul got the away right, which was 19th.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd guess 19th. 9th?
Is correct.
Yes! That was a guess. I nearly went 10th, but I went 9th. 9th, that was a guess. A lucky guess.
Fantastic, well done.
Thank you.
Okay, staying with you, Natalie. So Burnley scored 5 goals against Crystal Palace this season. Who scored them?
Andre Gray, Ashley Barnes. I can't even remember the home game at all. I genuinely can't remember the home game. So we scored 3 goals at home against them. They pulled it back. Barnes scored the winner at home, didn't he? It was that big Barnes net buster of a goal. So Barnes, he scored one of them. So there's 2 more. Great. I think there might have only been 3 scorers. I can't think of anybody else who scored them, and I really can't remember much about the home game apart from the winner. So I'm going to say Andre Gray, Ashley Barnes, and George Boyd.
Okay, that's not correct. So, Paul, I'm going to pass over to you. Can you name who scored our 5 goals against Crystal Palace?
I think it was Vokes, Goodmanson and Barnes. And away, it was Barnes and Gray.
That's correct. So, for points to Paul.
No, that's a good answer, is that, Paul?
Okay, Paul, and a similar question for you now. So, we scored 4 goals against Bournemouth this season. Can you tell me who scored them?
Well, it was Vokesy away, wasn't it, with the header. And at home, Boyd got one at home. Hendrick got that worldie, didn't he, against Bournemouth? And I think that was a game where Ward popped up with one, didn't he? So I'm going Vokes, Boyd, Hendrick, Ward.
That is correct. Yes. It was Hendrick Ward.
How do you even know all this stuff?
I listen to the podcast.
Pays attention to the games, promise. Yeah. You know, watches the football.
I watch the games and then report on the games and then do a podcast on the games and then I immediately just delete all of the information from my brain.
Okay, so back over to Natalie. So can you let me know which teams had red cards against us this season?
Man City. Did somebody get sent off against Stanley? No, they didn't. I can only think of City.
This is like being in Bromma's mind.
it's not a great place to be. I can only think of City.
Okay, Paul, I'll pass it over to you.
Well, there was. I think both Manchester teams had a player sent off against us, didn't they? I think United were down to 10 men. Weren't they?
Were they? Oh, yeah, they were. At the home game. Yeah, you're right.
Away at Old Trafford. So I'm going definitely United. Whether there was another one as well. So City and United is the only ones I can remember. There might be another one, but I can't recall.
Okay, so it was actually three. It was City, United and Arsenal.
Arsenal, of course I was there.
Oh, really? Oh. I don't remember. Who got sent off for Arsenal?
Xhaka got there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
It's a horror challenge.
Yeah, I remember that.
Probably the worst of the three.
Isn't it funny how things come flooding back to your mate brain when somebody tells you the answer?
And Paul, similar for you. So which Burnley players have been sent off? I'll give you a point for each. I'll give you a point for each.
Well, there was the famous one where I met Kevin and Natalie, of course, at Vicarage Road, where Hendrick ruined the game, didn't he, in the first 5 minutes. So Hendrick got away.
It was actually producer Adam you met as well. I want to just clarify that you don't think Kevin's Adam, because Kevin wasn't there.
Oh, it was Adam I met, was it?
It was young Adam, yes. Poor Adam. His one and only time he's mentioned this podcast. I feel like we need to get it right.
Sorry, Adam. I apologise. So Adam and Brommers I met at Vicarage Road. Definitely we got a red card there. Hendrick got sent off. And I think Barnes picked up a couple of yellows, didn't he, in one game? So I think Barnes got sent off. I can't remember which game it was now. But it didn't matter. I think we won it anyway. So I'm going Barnes and Hendrick.
That's correct, yes. Although we Barnes got sent off away at Hull, which we didn't win, but I think we got a draw there, didn't we?
We got a draw, yeah. It didn't matter. It was 1-1, that's right. Yeah.
Excellent work there. Following on from that, we're the sixth best disciplinary record in the league this season. Last season in the Championship, we were top, and in our Premier League campaign before, we were the fifth best. So considering that, you know, both of these Premier League seasons have been relegation campaign, so maybe a little bit less this one. You know, we like to play a lot around the ball, and we're regularly described as playing in quite an aggressive, pressing manner. Do you think it's surprising that we saw well?
I think given we've got, you know, Barnes and Barton in our lineup for a lot of the season, that's pretty good actually to finish so high up, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think you know, we had Dean Marnie as well for half a season, who's not shy to go into a tackle. So I think I think it's quite impressive.
Yeah. Loves the booking, does Dean Marnie?
He does. That's a yellow card. Yeah. He does it. He likes a Michael Duff challenge, as I call it. It takes one for the team, doesn't he?
Okay. So at the end of that first round, Natalie has got 5.5 points. Paul has got 9 points.
Oh, what? Hang on a minute. 9 points to 5.5. Are you having a laugh?
Sorry about that, Natalie.
Birdie, are you adjudicated? Your birdie's never going to be on my side, is he? What am I talking about?
So
I think you lost the point for eating a pickled onion during a question.
That's correct, yeah.
That's not true. It was a good pickled onion, though.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to a new round, which is Pointless. So if you've seen the TV show Pointless, it works in quite a similar way. So I'm going to give you a Burnley season. I want you to name a player who made a senior appearance in that season. You'll get a point for if it's correct, so if that player did make a senior appearance. You'll get a point if you name the player with the... So you'll both name a player and you'll get a point whoever have the name the player with the fewest appearances. And if you can name the player with the absolute fewest appearances, you'll get an extra point. So there's potentially 3 points up for grabs here. So first of all, do you get that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So we'll start off with quite recent. I say quite recent. It's kind of 7 years ago. We'll start off with the 2009-2010 season, which is our first Premier League season. So I want you to name me a player who made a senior appearance in that season. So Natalie, you're bottom at the moment, so you can go first.
Oh gosh, I'm going to say the first Premier League season. You said, didn't you?
Yeah, under Owen Coyle.
Oh my God, this is really hard. This is too hard. I honestly don't know. Stephen Pletcher, who actually played up front.
Half the team have died in the time it's taking to answer the question.
Stop it. Shut up. I'm trying to think about who we brought in that season. I can think of like we had Stephen Fletcher up front, didn't we? And we had, but obviously he played most of the games. The guy who scored in the playoff semis against Reading, but I can't remember whether we sold him at the end of that season or at the end of the Premier League season. So I can't think of anybody else. I'm going to guess Stevie Thompson.
Okay, you've gone for Stephen Thompson. Paul, who's your guess?
That's a pretty good answer, Rom, as well, Dan. I'm tempted to go for one of the people we got in the January transfer window. Did we sign Danny Fox in the January transfer window? So he won't have played that many games, but I think he played quite a lot once he signed. I'm going to go for a guy who's absolutely useless and we should have never signed him. Was it Court, the centre-half? Leon Court?
Oh, God, that's a good answer.
I'm going to go with him.
Okay, well, I can tell you that in the positions of players and a number of appearances, these two are next to each other.
Oh my God, you're joking.
So it's very close. So we're going to start off with Brommers. Stephen Thompson made 23 appearances.
How did he make that many?
He made three starts and 20 substitute appearances. Okay, Paul, Leon Court made 15 appearances.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How has he pulled that one out of the bag?
So that means you both get a correct point for that. So you both got the correct answer, but Paul gets a point for the fewest appearances.
Ooh. I tell you, there's a guy. Didn't we sign a guy from France who was absolutely useless as a centre forward? And I think he had one substitute appearance. I can't remember his name.
Frederic Nimani, and he made two substitute appearances.
Oh, Nimani. Wow. Yes.
Nimani, that's the guy I was trying to think of. Couldn't remember his name.
Okay, we'll move on now to the 2007-2008 season, which is 2 years previous. So this is the year, the season before promotion. So it was Stephen Cottrell's last season at Turf Moor. So we'll switch it around this time. We'll let you go first, Paul.
Oh, this is a terrible one. So I need to pick somebody who didn't play very much. Oh, I'm going to go Christian Calverson.
Okay, and Natalie.
Oh, my gosh. So this is Cottrell's last year, so before Coyle took over. That's when we had people like, I don't know, I think we still had... we played Duffer in the back, and we played, and Elliot played as well. And
you know, you're aiming for the lowest, Brommers. So
yeah, I know, but I'm trying to think.
All the players you remember probably played a lot.
Yeah, they're always really bad ones, but I'm trying to think who was in that squad. I'm going to guess Maybe. Oh, shall I go with Grezza? Hang on. Let me turn around. Grezza. No, because Grezza plays what? They're both going to be really high. Doesn't really matter. Duffer.
Okay, I can tell you that Graham Alexander had 45 appearances. He was our third most most appearance player.
So that does not bode well for me because I imagine Duff has played about 50. Damn it.
Okay, so Paul, I'm guessing you when you said Christian Calvinos, I'm guessing you meant Christian Calvinez.
That was a guy.
So he actually signed the summer after this. There's no correct answer there.
Also, I might have won it with like a 50-point answer. Excellent.
So, Natalie, you said Michael Duff. He made 10 appearances
that
season.
No.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
A lot of time injured. He did his cruciate that season, didn't he? I believe.
I thought that was earlier. I'm not joking. Well, I'm not even taking credit for that because that was the flukiest answer I've ever given.
Well done, Natalie. Well done.
Thanks, Paul.
Oh. Okay, so we've got our final pointless round now, which
These
is
hard.
2004-2005, which is Steve Cottrell's first season. And we'll start off this time with Natalie again.
I'm trying to think about the seeing Stan Turner's last game at Turf when he was crying around because the squad won't have changed much from Steve Cottrell's first year, which he came in the season after. I'm trying to think who he was playing. Did Cottrell not sign somebody like really big and it was a massive flop? It was like somebody from United. It wasn't Thingy, was it? That is a really random guess. It's probably well off, but I'm going to guess Andy Cole.
Okay, what about you, Paul? 2004, 2005.
This was the season I took my son, who's now a massive claret, to his first game that season at Portland Road.
It's not bode well for me, does it?
Trying to remember the team that was. I think Robbie Blake scored one early on. I'm trying to think who was playing. Was Kevin Ball in that team? Was he still in that team?
Yeah, he was. I think he was.
I'm going to go because I think Robbie Blake played quite a lot, so I'm not going to go with him. I can't remember who else was in that team. I can only remember Kevin Ball. So I'm going to go with Kevin Ball.
Oh, that's a good answer, I think.
So, Natalie, you said Andrew Cole. Andrew Cole played in the 2007-2008 season.
And your answer was ridiculous for another reason as well. Absolutely, he was not a flop. He scored 6 goals.
Sorry, who are you talking? Are you talking to me or Paul now? Or did I get it wrong?
To you, Thomas. Yeah. You both got it wrong. You got it wrong on the fact that he didn't play that season. And on the fact that he wasn't a flop because he scored 6 goals in 8 starts.
Okay, and Paul, you said Kevin Ball. So for the 2004-2005 season, that was 2 years after he retired.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you both an extra go at this one. So we're going to give you another go for 2004-2005, Steve Cottrell's first season. Back to you, Natalie.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I can tell you there are 6 players on single figures for appearances.
I don't remember much. I can only try and think about that squad that was Turnant's last squad. Oh, I'll tell you what's not a bad shout, actually. But it'll be pretty high, but I can't think of anybody else. I think Duff was in there, but I don't want to push my luck again. We still had Chaplow, didn't we, at that point, I think. Because Richard Chaplow. I'm going to guess Richard Chaplow, but I imagine he's pretty high. But I can't think of anybody else in the time pressures in that squad. So I'm going to guess Richard Chaplow.
Paul. Paul, your guess.
The only one I can think of, I'm going to go safe because Chaplow might be wrong. So I'm going to go.
Yeah, I think it is wrong.
I'm going to go with Robbie Blake.
I bet you've got this.
Okay, I can tell you they're both correct.
Oh.
There are 3 in it.
Oh no, come on.
So we started off with Natalie, with Richard Chaplow, who made 25 appearances.
Oh my gosh.
He's going to be more than Robbie Blake.
Okay. And Robbie Blake made 20... 8 appearances.
Oh. Yes! Oh, my God. I swear to God, I've never been anything as tense in my life as this.
I gave that wrong answer at the beginning.
Oh, that was such a guess as well.
So, well done, Natalie.
God, listen, so, this is tense.
So, just to give you the bottom ones for each of those, in the 2009-2010 season, Brian Easton made one appearance. Oh, in 2007-2008, Stephen Foster, Wayne Thomas and Gareth O'Connor all made one. And in 2004-2005, Matty O'Neill made two appearances, both from the bench.
Wow. It's worth remembering as well that Wayne Thomas, we obviously sold him that season, didn't we, for $3 million.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, do you remember that? Sensational.
Like Watford or something.
Southampton, it was. Who took him, I think. Yeah. Pretty sure it was, yeah. other great things from that was Kevin Long was in that first Premier League side, but never played.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And in the last one we're looking at, for a start, and this is before I actually even read Kevin's prompts for me, cannot believe John Louis Valois played 37 games for us. In my recollection, it was a lot less than that in that season.
I'm not sure 40, I can remember seeing him.
Played 47 altogether for us. I only really remember him playing once, which was that time he tore Aston Villa apart.
Fantastic.
Also in that season, Gary Cahill played for us 32 games. So he's just won the Premier League this season.
Unbelievable.
Just to go, Mo Kamara was the top man that season. Bit of a cult legend, I think. One in a long line of not that great left backs that we had, but
we had an awful time of left backs, didn't we, for about 10 years.
Yeah. Didn't have much better. So
you guys are too young to remember Andy Wharton. I'll tell you. I'm talking about poor left backs.
Ultimate utility man. Played 50 games, Graham Branch. Is there a
Graham
position?
Graham DiBranchio.
And if there's a position that exists that Graham Branch hasn't played, I'm yet to know what it is. Trying to pick out some other obscure ones from in there.
Another one I picked out was Fernando Cuero from the Premier League season.
Oh, I remember him. He was one of Coyle's terrible signings when he was Ecuadorian or something like that.
Watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Decided to sign him. Interesting decision. Diego Penny, obviously, in the Premier League season, made three appearances. Yeah. One start, two sub-appearances. Obviously, one of his sub-appearances was memorable for being at that time that Brian Jensen threw himself on the floor, conceded a goal, and then had to pretend to be injured to try and protect any sort of dignity he had left.
Was that against Wigan? Was it against Wigan?
It was. Earlier, rugby tackled someone. I think that was the same game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty awful, but so some interesting names in there. Wow. In that first Cottrell season as well, Peter Whittingham, do you remember him?
Whittingham,
oh yeah, did he go to Cardiff after us?
He did, yeah. Amadou Sinoco,
yeah, I don't remember him.
Another great signing. Obviously a player who doesn't appear on this list because he was perpetually injured. I think he was still there the season before promotion, wasn't he? Maybe he wasn't. Bassant Berisha, great player.
Yeah, I remember.
If only we'd ever seen him play in the league. But remember that time he tore Accrington Stanley apart? Great memories.
Also, Remco van der Schaaf was in the Premier League squad. Again, despite never...
Was he?
He was. But I think he made one appearance ever. He played in that first game at Sheffield Wednesday. Got took off after about 50 minutes and never played again.
Absolutely, hero. Yeah, I don't remember him at all.
So, after that round, it's all change at the top. Natalie did phenomenally well in that round and is now only a little bit behind.
Oh, what? Kevin, that was so mean. Paul, can you now see what I've got to put up with every single week in our podcast recording?
Absolute savage.
It's the price of celebrity, Natalie.
Gosh, if only.
So now Natalie has 10.5 points and Paul has 12 points. So there's not actually that much in it anymore. So now we're going on to the general knowledge quickfire round. So in this round, It's a free-for-all. I just want you to shout in with your name. So buzz in with your name if you think you've got the answer. So Natalie, your name is Natalie.
If you get it wrong, you get a point deducted.
No, but if you get it wrong, I will pass it over.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not going to be very good in this round because my brain doesn't work quickly enough. I'm not going to be able to do
Okay, so get ready to buzz in with your names. First question.
Yes.
Four players have played for two Premier League relegated teams in the same season. So that's been played for two teams have been relegated in the Premier League from the same season. Two of them played for Burnley. Can you name them? And it's a point for each.
Name one.
I'll let you name one. I can pass the other one over to Natalie. It's a point for each.
I literally don't know any.
Come on, Paul. Let's hear your one.
I don't know whether he played for them, but I think David Nugent was for Portsmouth and Burnley, wasn't he? Did he play for Portsmouth that season? Though? I don't know whether he played for them or not. But he was on loan from Portsmouth, and both Burnley and Portsmouth went down that year.
That is correct. Yes, David Nugent played for both Burnley and Portsmouth in 2009-2010. Natalie, can you get the other one? So it's got to be from either 2010 or 14-15.
Yes.
Because we didn't get relegated
that
this year.
Yes. No, I don't know.
Okay, the other one was George Boyd.
Really?
14-15.
Of course.
For Hull?
Yes. Okay, moving on. Ian Moore was our first £1 million signing, but where from?
Natalie. Rotherham?
That's not correct. Paul.
Oh, I was going to say Rotherham, but I'm going to say it's a free hit, isn't it, this? I'll go Ian Moore came from Nottingham Forest.
That's also incorrect. It's actually, he actually came from Stockport County.
Did he?
He did, Natalie. He did end his career at Rotherham.
Ah, right.
And you might also be thinking, because he was Ronnie Moore's son.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was his dad I'm thinking of.
Who's Ronnie was obviously very closely associated with Rotherham. So no points in that question. Okay, and staying with Ian Moore, which team did we sell him to?
Paul. I'm going to say we sold him to Barnsley.
That's not correct either. Natalie, can you tell me who we sold him to? I'll give you a clue. We signed him for 1 million and sold him for 50,000.
Did we sell him to Wigan?
Oh, we didn't know. It was Leeds United. Okay, so which year did we win the FA Cup and our league titles?
Paul. 1914 FA Cup, 1921 league title, 1959-60 league title.
That is correct. Yes, well done.
Wow. My brain hadn't even computed the question then before he'd said that. Do you know, as a quick interlude as well, I've just had a text come through from producer Adam, who just sent me a text saying, have you got your first point yet? Thanks, Adam, for that vote of confidence.
Okay, we've got a three-part question now, and there are 3 points in it. So I want you get a point for each of these teams. So I want you to know where we signed Adi Akinbaye from, who we sold him to, and where did he go after leaving us for the second time.
Oh my god. Natalie.
Okay, Natalie.
Did we buy him from Sunderland? And then what was the second question?
Who did we sell him to?
We sold him to Watford, I think. And what was the third question?
And where did he go after leaving us for the second time?
I have no idea. Retired.
Okay, I can tell guesses. You that's completely wrong. Paul.
Just got in there quickly to try and get some points on the board.
Paul, can you tell me a bit more about Adi Akinbaye?
Oh, I can tell you we had a great night at Chelsea when he scored that goal that we eventually won the penalty shootout, wasn't it? And,
certainly did.
That was our promotion year, wasn't it? 2008, 2009? That's my favourite African by in memory at Stamford Bridge that night. But I think I'm going to guess, because I can remember he played for Leicester, so I'm going to say we got him from Leicester and we sold him to Wigan, and then he went to, I don't know where he went, Watford.
Oh, sorry, you're both completely wrong there. We signed him from Stoke alongside Gifton Noel Williams, of course.
I was thinking of the red stripe, you think.
Yeah. Also red stripes, we sold him to Sheffield United.
Sheffield United, yes, you did, for God's sake.
One of Neil Warnock's many strikers.
I was seeing the shirt, that's why I went Sunderland.
And we signed him back a year later, and then after leaving us, he went to Houston Dynamo.
Oh.
Oh, he did. He joined, I don't know who he joined, but I'm going to have another pickled onion. I'm consoling myself.
Okay, so no points there. Next question is, in what year did we complete the quadruple, which is winning the last of our four domestic titles? So we've won all four leagues. Which year did we win the last of them in?
Paul.
Okay, Paul.
I think it was when we won the old fourth division. It should have been 1989.
It's not correct, I'm afraid. Natalie?
Hang on, let me finish my pickle. I'm going to guess 1991.
Oh, you're one off.
Was it 90?
1992. Fourth division champions. I can tell you, Paul, in 1989 we actually finished 16th. So that wasn't a winning. Yeah, it was 1992, I'm afraid. What impressive record did we hold from 1921 to 2004?
Oh. Go
on, Paul.
Well, we had the longest unbeaten run in the league, 30 games.
That is correct, yes.
I just didn't get in quick enough.
Yeah, so we were unbeaten for 30 games without defeat until Arsenal went the whole season in 2003-2004.
Well, I knew that.
That 30-game unbeaten run obviously helped us win the league in 1921, an answer that Paul previously got.
Yeah.
Is it a surprise maybe that it's, sorry, is it a surprise maybe that it took 80 years for someone to break that record?
Amazing run, that. 30 games, yeah.
I think it is, yeah. I think particularly when we went 23 games we went unbeaten last season. So obviously that's not a million miles off 30. So I think it's not something that's going to happen very often. But 80 years, I think, is a very long time.
Yeah, it is.
To go. When you think of how many teams there are out there, and for none of them to go 30 games unbeaten, I think in 80 years, I think it shows how difficult it is actually. Okay, so back to the questions. Can you name, this is another one where there's a point for each, by the way, and there are six answers. So can you name every club that Sean Dyche has played for?
Natalie. I can only name two, but okay, I want some points. Watford, Everton. That's all I know.
Okay, well, you got 1 point.
Did he not play for Everton? I thought he played for Everton.
I can name four.
Okay, he played for Watford. Paul, come on, see if you can fill in some of the others.
Watford was correct. I think he also played for Millwall. He famously played for Chesterfield in that FA Cup semi-final team when they lost to Middlesbrough. I think he also played for Notts Forest. Although I'm not sure he played in the first team there, but so Millwall, Watford, Chesterfield, Notts Forest. He played for Northampton or something like that.
He did play for Northampton, but I'm going to call you off that after you said Forest, because he did. He was on Forest books, but he never actually made a senior appearance there. He came through at Forest, but made no appearances. He played 231 times for Chesterfield, 17 times for Bristol City, 14 times for Luton Town, 69 appearances for Millwall, 72 for Watford, and 56 for Northampton Town. Okay, well, we're running into the final six questions of the quiz now.
So if I get all six right, I'm going to win.
Yeah. Yes. So, again, so there are four questions in this. So first of all, can you, in the Premier League, this is Premier League only, can you tell me how many games we've played?
Yeah. 114, Paul.
That's correct, yeah.
My maths really isn't that quick.
Okay, in the Premier League, can you tell me how many games we've won?
Paul, 27.
I'd already said Natalie. Was I on mute then?
You must have been on mute, yeah.
Oh my God, I was shouting at the thing saying, Natalie, and I was on mute. Sorry, Paul, what did you get?
Go on, Natalie, you get to go.
No, you did it. I was on mute, so it's my...
I think I got it wrong anyway. I think from Kevin's reaction, I said 27. But...
Paul's wrong anyway, so Natalie.
I was going to say 41.
Oh, no, it's far too hard.
That's far too... Yeah, it was... Paul said 27. Paul said 26. It's actually 26.
Oh.
So... Oh, wow. Very close. So the next two, I'm going to let you both have a guess, and the closest gets the point. So in the Premier League, how many goals have we scored?
You can almost hear the cogs turning.
95.
Oh, I was going to say that.
You're cheater bits.
I was going to say that. I think it's lower than that, though. I'm going to say, is it less than a goal a game? Less than a goal a game, the average. Yeah, I think it is. I'm going to go 94.
Tactical guessing there.
Okay, goal scored. I can tell you, you're correct in that it was less than a goal a game. So, Natalie, you guessed 95. Paul, you guessed 94. In the Premier League, we've scored 109. Yes. Which means Natalie gets the point.
Your tactical voting, Mr. Special Guest, did not work out then.
Okay, and we'll go the other way around this time, so Paul can go first. How many goals have we conceded in the Premier League?
131.
I think it's way higher than that. I'm going to say 175.
Okay, so Paul, you went 131. Natalie, you went 175. I can tell you that the number of goals we've conceded in the Premier League is 190.
I thought it was high.
So that's another point for Natalie. Very high.
Up on the rails, yeah.
See.
Most of ours were away at West Brom. Next question. And again, there are 2 points in this. So, what year did we first wear claret and blue? And from which team did we reportedly steal the colours?
Paul, I know we stole it from Aston Villa. I think it was... I'm going to say 1926. I think we got it from Aston Villa.
Okay, that's not correct. Aston Villa is correct, but the year is wrong. So Natalie, can you tell me the year we first wore claret and blue?
I think it was earlier than that, and I think, because a little bit of disclosure here, this is one of the questions that we had about the kit in the None and Ever live pod, and I know for the first 8 years we were in blue and white, so that takes us up to 1890, and then I think, if I remember rightly, when I was researching it, it just said we flirted around for a couple of years with different colours before we decided, so I don't know the exact year, but I think it's much earlier than 1926, so I'm going to say 1901. Just out of tactical guessing.
Oh, sorry, you're both wrong there. It was actually, I'm going to tell you that we celebrated 100 years of claret and blue in the 2010 season.
So it was 1910.
It was actually 1910, yeah.
So I came closest, though, didn't I?
You did, closest, but that doesn't win you anything.
Oh, do you not get a point for closest?
No. Sorry. Okay, we've got another 2-pointer here. So, from which team did we sign Robbie Blake and sell him to for each
Natalie,
both spells?
Natalie. Bradford. Leeds. We bought him from Leeds. I don't know.
And who did we sell him to?
Leeds. I don't know.
No, that's not right. Paul, can you tell me, for both of his spells, from who did we sign Robbie Blake and who did we sell him to?
I thought we did sign him from Bradford, and I think we sold him to Leeds.
I was right.
And then in the second spell, I think we sold him to Birmingham.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But we signed him from... Oh, no, actually, second spell. No, it's not true. That's not true, is it? Did he go to Bolton? Did we sign him from Birmingham and sold him to Bolton, I'm saying?
Okay, you've got the teams pretty much right
there.
Yeah,
agonisingly
tough. So I can tell you, in his first spell, in 2002, we signed him from Bradford and sold him to Birmingham in 2005. And his second spell, we signed him from Leeds in 2007 and sold him to Bolton in 2010.
Yeah.
So you got the teams right, just in the wrong order.
I'd like to say I got some teams right as well, but in the wrong
you
order.
You did.
Thank you.
You did. Both did. Okay, there.
Not that I'm needy at all.
Okay, so we're getting very close to the end now. Can you tell me who was the caretaker manager after the departures of Eddie Howe, Brian Laws and Owen Coyle? And you'll get a point for each.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin Heard take over at one point. No, I can't remember.
I can't remember. I have no idea.
Any guess at all, Natalie?
I think when Coyle left, it was one of the managers who... It was one of the guys who runs the ground tour, wasn't it? one of the ex-legends or something took over because we had nobody left. I honestly don't know. And I'm wasting time by guessing, so please tell us, Kevin.
After Howe left, it was Terry Pashley.
Of course it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Caretaker manager. After Brian Laws, it was Stuart Gray. And after Coyle, it was Steve Davis.
Of course it was.
After Steve Davis left, because obviously Steve Davis left to go and join Owen Coyle, Martin Dobson did take over from Steve Davis after that.
I knew that there was somebody
who had done. So I'm actually going to give you a point for that one.
Yay!
Two questions to go.
Ooh, right.
And there are 4 points to play for. I can tell you that, Natalie, you can still win this.
Ooh, excellent. The pressure.
Okay. So, who scored more goals for Burnley? Charlie Austin, Danny Ings, Jay Rodriguez, or Adi Akinbayi?
Paul, I'm going with this.
Go on, Paul.
I'm going to say, because he was prolific that year, I'm going to say Danny Ings.
Yeah, I was going to go Danny Ings.
Okay, I'm going to tell you you're not correct. Natalie, you did say Danny Ings, but I'll give you another chance.
Rodriguez.
Unfortunately, you're both incorrect. It was actually... It's actually Charlie Austin. Charlie Austin scored 45
really?
For us.
Did he?
Danny Ings was 2 behind on 43. Jay Rodriguez was 2 behind Matt on 41. And Adi Akinbayi was well behind on 31.
Wow.
Okay, so final question now. This is very tense. Can you tell me, again, who has scored more goals for Burnley? Andy Gray or Andre Gray?
Battle of the Greys.
And I can tell you there are 3 in it. Andy Gray or Andre Gray?
Natalie.
Go on, Natalie.
I feel like this is to trip us up, so I'm going to guess Andy Gray. Can we please not have this silent suspense?
I'm sorry, it was incorrect.
Oh, I thought you were trying to trip us up.
It was a 50-50 chance.
No. I had to just jump in because it was my only chance of winning. I had to just.
In your defence, before I saw the answer, I would have said, "I'm sure Andrew Gray scored more goals than he has for us."
Oh well. Oh, never mind. Paul, congratulations. Go on, Kevin.
While Kevin tots the answers up, quick answer from both of you. Who did you think's the best out of those six?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Well, out of those six strikers?
Yes.
I think for me, it's a very close call between Charlie Austin and Andre Gray. I think both of them are very powerful strikers. I think without his injuries, I think Charlie Austin could have been one of the most prolific strikers this country's ever seen. I think he's got an incredible natural talent.
I think in terms of all-round footballers, if you look at the sort of five or six top quality strikers we've had at the turf over the last few years, I think Ings and Rodriguez are the best all-round footballers.
Yes, shame all three of those have had their Premier League careers interrupted by injuries.
Personally, I'm going to go for Andre Gray, the unloved child of Burnley. Best goal scorer out of the six.
Okay, so back to the quiz, and it's time for the results. Very tense. I can tell you there's not a lot in it at all. It's remarkably close.
Really?
It is.
Is it really close?
So wow. I'm going to start off, because she answered the first question, I'm going to start off with Natalie. So Natalie, you scored 15.5 points.
Oh. Can I say that feels low?
Okay, 15 and a half. Paul. 18 points. Oh. Congratulations, Paul.
Congratulations, Paul.
Where do I pick up the prize?
Immense what? Pride.
Immense bragging rights over me for the rest of your life is your prize. So
well done, Ram. So thank you very much, James, for joining us and with some fascinating insight and lots of stats and your humour along the way. Thank you, Natalie, for turning up.
Wow.
And thank you very much, Paul, for coming along and being a fantastic guest with lots of fantastic knowledge. And you're now officially Burnley's most knowledgeable fan.
That is exactly. So same time next week, guys.
Yeah. I might have to brush up on my claret knowledge.
Thank you, guys. And I'm sure we'll bump into each other during the course of the next Premier League season.
Thank you very much, Paul. And thank you for everyone for listening. We're really looking forward to next season of the No Name Ever podcast, and we're looking for your ideas of what you want to see on the podcast to make it even better than ever. Let us know what you do like, what you don't like. We're going to be sending a survey around really soon, so check out Twitter and everything like that for that. Also, as always, send your any suggestions and comments over to podcast@nonameever.net. Thank you very much to Rick Goddard, who for the last year and a half has been giving us artwork to go with a podcast. Unfortunately, due to work commitments, he's no longer going to be able to do that next season. Hopefully he'll be able to give us a few things here and there, but he's just not got the time with work commitments to be able to do that for us next season. So thank you so much, Rick. Your artwork has been absolutely amazing. It's really brought the podcast to life. We've given a whole new fresh dimension, so thank you so much. We're really sad to see your artwork go, but like I said, hopefully it's not the last time we'll see your artwork on None and Ever. Thank you again for everyone who's listened. Follow us on Twitter, noneandevernet. Check out Facebook, where Adam's posting lots of questions all the time for you to get involved. That's None and Ever on Facebook. Thank you to James, Natalie and Paul for joining me. I've been Kevin Robinson, and this has been None and Ever. Thank you. Bye.
I'm really sorry, Kevin, but can you please repeat the question? Because I'd switched off for a second to eat my final pickled onion and I forgot I wasn't listening to the question. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Which when which which